The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, America. Chu Hewitt, joined now by United States Senator Tom Cotton on the Senate Armed Services and Intelligence Committee. Good morning, Senator Cotton.
Good morning, Hugh. Great to be on with you.
I want to ask you a couple of quick questions. New York Times reporting at this hour that K.T. McFarland, the Deputy National Security Advisor, was brought on by General Flynn, is expected to leave that role. Have you heard that, Senator Cotton?
No, Hugh, I have not.
And do you have any idea who is going to replace General Flynn?
No, Hugh, I do not. You know, I wish General Flynn well. It's unfortunate that things ended up this way for him after such a long and distinguished career of service. I would suggest the president focus on someone who has some experience on the NSC and is well-respected inside the security community, and who's going to be an effective process manager for him to make sure that Jim Mattis and Rex Tillerson and Mike Pompeo and John Kelly and the other members of the National Security Council's voices are heard, and he gets the full benefit of their counsel and the expertise of their agency, someone in the model of, say, Stephen Hadley or Brent Scowcroft.
Now, the names out there are Admiral Harward, General Petraeus, General Kellogg, and John Bolton. Do you have any favorites among those, and do they fit the model you're talking about?
No, Hugh, I'll leave it to the president to decide who he wants to be on his inner councils. I just think that the models of past advisors like Stephen Hadley or Brent Scowcroft, who play an honest broker and make sure that all of the voices inside the cabinet and the National Security Council heard, I think it's a pretty good model for any president at any time.
Everything I've read about Admiral Harward, who is allegedly the leading contender, is very, very good. I mean, SEAL, and like you, a Special Forces veteran, and an amazing man. He was, though, and I raise this just because honest broker is the key to NSC. He was a Mattis deputy at CENTCOM. Does that make someone like Rex Tillerson at State wonder whether or not he can be an honest broker at the NSC?
I wouldn't say so necessarily, Hugh. You know, by the time a soldier, sailor, airman, marine becomes a deputy commander of a combatant command, I mean, they're a 2 or 3-star general. That means they've got 30 or 35 years of experience. So simply because he worked for Jim Mattis in one of his final jobs in the military, I wouldn't necessarily say that he was a protege. Obviously, they've been past coworkers, and I'm sure they have tremendous respect for each other because they both have great reputations. But I wouldn't necessarily say that he's a protege because he worked with General Mattis for one job at the end of his tenure.
All right, let's turn to your colleagues currently in the United States Senate, the Republican caucus. Report in the Washington Post today says 4 of them are wobbly on Andy Pusner. I cannot understand that. Mitt Romney put out a strong statement yesterday. Lonnie Chen joined me today. I can't believe Tim Scott and Johnny Isaacson would not support Andy Pusner. There are people driving to work all over South Carolina and Georgia this morning who are going to go start up their own Jiffy Lubes or go to their own donut stars and work all day. And Andy gets that. What is wrong? Or is that, first of all, is this report true?
I don't know about that exact report, and I haven't done a whip count. I don't sit on the Labor Committee that will review Andy's nomination later this week. Obviously, the Democrats are united in their opposition to Andy Pusner, though, because of his strong defense of the franchise model as a way to create jobs and build wealth for Americans. They've floated a couple of things from his past. I think those will be fully aired inside the Labor Committee later this week. But, you know, the Democrats would not be supporting Andy Pusner, even if he had lived a sainted life, which none of us have. So I think we need to let Andy go forward in his hearing this week and explain himself and explain his views and lay out the case for why he's going to be an effective Secretary of Labor to help create more jobs and, most importantly, help working people finally get a pay raise.
You know, if they listen, I'm quite convinced. I've seen him bring 3,000 people to their feet in Las Vegas when he's talking to franchise owners. I mean, I know he is an evangelist of opportunity, but I worry about Republicans who just got elected, who have 6 years ahead of them, immediately forgetting that they just got elected. And I've seen it for years that after they get elected, they just become indifferent to the base. What is it about James Lilich used to call it Senatitis, that they don't hear people after they get reelected?
Well, you know, when you have a 6-year term, sometimes it's easy to look beyond the public opinion to which you were just answering in your state. I don't know if any of those senators that you just mentioned succumbed to that. They're pretty effective representatives of their people, and I think many senators simply like to take time until a hearing actually occurs so they can have a full airing of the views. Sometimes I take that wait-and-see attitude, sometimes based on my personal relationship and knowledge of nominees or my private conversations when they visit my office. I announce my support after those meetings. Each senator takes it in his own way, though.
All right, last question. There are reports that General Mattis, now Secretary Mattis, has upped American strength in the Red Sea off of Yemen, and that a confrontation is the offing with the Iranian naval forces. What do you have to say about that, Senator Cotton?
Well, Iran has been running guns into Yemen for a long time, supporting a Shiite-backed insurgency against the government of Yemen, as well as against our partner, Saudi Arabia. They've been taking aggressive action in the Persian Gulf against our ships as well. It's high time that we called Iran on these dangerous maneuvers and reminded them that our Navy is capable of destroying any ship that they have in their Navy. And if they want to challenge the United States Navy, that will not end well for them. And by making that clear to them, we will make that kind of confrontation less likely to begin with. In the last administration, by indulging Iran's imperial aggression throughout the region and these kind of specific aggressive techniques, we embolden them to take more of them.
Senator Cotton, always a pleasure to talk to you. Clarity is welcomed, always over agreement, and I appreciate your clarity. Please go back to your Senate caucus members, tell them to get on board with Andy Puzner, because I just think they are underestimating what the attention of focus on this is among people who believe in free markets and growth in the economy. Thank you, Senator Cotton. I'll be right back, America, on the Hugh Hewitt Show.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.